Hello, I'm Ben Laidler, eToro's global market strategist, and you're listening to The Daily Voice, where I delve every day into the important topics every investor should be aware of, and I do it all in under 5 minutes. You can also find this content on my comprehensive daily blog, with a reminder that this podcast is intended solely for information and educational purposes. Please stay tuned for additional disclosures at the end of today's episode. Now let's get started. Hi, everybody. Welcome back to The Daily Voice. Firstly, our recap of a big March and first quarter. And secondly, our outlook for April and the second quarter. So firstly, March, the S&P 500 rose around 2.5%, topped by Micron and tailed by Lululemon. This took the overall first quarter gain to 10%. And this annualizes at over 40% for the year. If that held, that would be the best year since 1954, to put that in perspective. Across all the asset classes, crypto decisively led on this supply and demand squeeze between the inflows into the new ETFs and the upcoming Bitcoin halving. But stocks also showed some broadening strength, with Europe and Japan outpacing the US, even in US dollar terms. Over the month, the focus really switched from this fourth quarter earnings season surprise and refocused more on the dovish central banks and coming interest rate cuts. We saw the Swiss National Bank be the first developed market central bank to cut interest rates. We saw the Fed dot plot keep their outlook for three cuts this year. And the Bank of Japan historically raised interest rates for the first time since 2007, but it was very much seen as a one and done move back to zero. Given all this, the dollar was pretty firm and the Japanese were forced to verbally intervene in the Japanese yen as it broke through 150. US 10-year bond yields eased back to about 4.2%, whilst in commodities, Brent crude hit a four-month high at $85, but the real action was in other markets like cocoa, which soared to twice previous all-time highs. So that's what happened, what we're looking at for April and second quarter. So the three big second quarter drivers are firstly earnings season, secondly interest rate cuts, and thirdly elections. And April brings the first of these, with some reassuringly low first quarter earnings season expectations of only 5% growth in the US and negative 10% growth in Europe. And I suspect both will be easily beaten. We also have the annual general meeting proxy voting season accelerating through to its peak in May. This is really the opportunity for shareholders to have their voices heard. The macro focus is going to be on the US. We have the latest inflation numbers. We have the latest Q1 GDP numbers. These, I think, will be real health checks on the soft landing. And more globally, we have IMF, World Bank spring meetings at the beginning of the month. Crypto is going to be very focused on Bitcoin's four-yearly halving and the inflows into the new spot ETFs. And we also have the political drama in the US from President Trump's first criminal trial and the start of the election in the world's largest democracy that is India. Markets may also fret a bit about the looming end of this 6 months of positive seasonality that we see at the end of this month and the beginning of the typical sell in May and go away. And this is coming at the first signs that we see investor fear of missing out, FOMO, over exuberance. We do think markets are overdue a bit of a pullback, but this is nothing to worry about. It will be bought with significant amount of cash on the sidelines with the twin earnings growth and rate color pillars still in place. So that's it. Happy Easter to everybody. We'll be back on Tuesday. Please like and subscribe us. Go to eToro Plus to see the research and we'll chat soon. Thanks very much. Bye. We'll You've been listening to Digested Invest by eToro. For more information, please visit us at eToro.com. This podcast is for informational and education purposes only. It should not be taken as investment advice, a personal recommendation, or offer of or solicitation to buy or sell any financial instrument. This material has been prepared without taking into account any particular recipient's investment objectives or financial situation, and has not been prepared in accordance with the legal and regulatory requirements for independent research. Past performance is not an indication of future results.